The next time you have to pick a health insurance option, the cheapest choice may well be a tiered plan. Tiered plans rate doctors and hospitals based on the cost and quality of their care, and then charge you based on whether you use providers with a high, medium, or low rating. What kind of coverage makes sense for you and your family? WBUR's Martha Biebinger brings us a story this morning of one woman who's trying to decide. Sarah Bechta is a wife, mother, and physician in Northborough, and she's considering switching from traditional insurance to a tiered plan.
Sarah Bechta sits at her kitchen table with a folder of brochures, pages from insurance websites, and a hand-drawn spreadsheet.
So I started with printed information, which just gave the basics of this is what your premiums will cost if you pick a tiered system, and this is what your premiums will cost if you don't pick a tiered system.
It's clear right away. The premium for a tiered plan is a lot cheaper.
It was half. To go with a tiered plan would save about $1,400 a year. It made me stop and think.
So Bechta, ruffling through the papers, tries to answer her next question. Would she actually save that $1,400, or would it be eaten up in higher copays and deductibles?
And that was the thing that was really hard to predict. I could not figure it out.
Even though Bechta is herself a doctor.
I feel like I'm as capable or more capable than everybody else who's looking at this information.
Bechta ran the numbers with a few test cases. What would she pay, for example, if her daughter had appendicitis? Bechta would take her doctor to the hospital her pediatrician recommends,
which is typically MetroWest Medical Center in Framingham, but also Children's, possibly to UMass. Each of those hospitals was different tiers.
Which means that the cost of using these hospitals would be different for Bechta, possibly very different. Most insurers rate Children's as a Tier 3 or high-cost hospital and would charge Bechta between $2,000 and $2,500 for a hospital stay. At Metro West, which is a Tier 1 hospital, the charge would be $500 or less. So one visit to Children's or any other Tier 3 hospital would wipe out Bechta's premium savings. But let's say there are no trips to the hospital for the Bechtas this year. What would they pay for routine office visits?
These are the different physicians that I use. Primary care providers, eye doctors.
Bechta pulls out a simple chart she made with the names of all of her family doctors down the left side of the page and the names of the insurance companies across the top. In the boxes where the names of the doctors and the insurers intersect, Bechta has a 1, 2, or 3 for the cost and quality tier assigned to each doctor.
All of our primary care providers were different tiers for different health plans. There's no way my pediatrician can be tier 1 for one health insurance and tier 3 for another insurance. So it really makes no sense.
But that's what is happening. The health insurers assign doctors and hospitals to tiers using a complicated formula of quality and cost measures. In short, the tiers are different because insurers don't use all the same quality measures, because they give the measures different weight, and because insurers pay physicians and hospitals different rates. But if there's no agreement, asked Bechta, on which hospitals and doctors deserve the best or worst ratings, then how can the insurers claim that these plans are driving patients to the lowest cost, best quality providers?
It doesn't lead me to conclude that I can make an educated choice about a hospital and say, I'm going to save the system money by going here because the next person who has a different insurance is not saving money by going there. And they're getting the exact same test or the exact same procedure that I'm going to get.
Bechta says there's a lot of confusion among her patients about what the tiers mean. One woman thought Bechta, who is rated a 1, 2, and 3 with three different health plans, was charging a higher copay because she's a better doctor.
Whereas really what the insurance company was trying to say is you're paying more for this doctor because she's less efficient, less cost efficient.
The state's top three insurers all acknowledge that helping consumers understand these plans and finding the best way to tier doctors and hospitals, as they've done with prescription drugs for years, is a work in progress. Richard Weisblatt is a senior VP at Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
All of the health plans need to create easier to understand products with easier to use support tools so that a consumer can both find the knowledge we want to make available to them and be able to use that knowledge in making healthcare decisions.
Bechta spent 6 to 8 hours on her decision.
It was interesting for the first hour, and after that, it was frustrating. It was hours that only because I was stubborn and really wanted to get a handle on it so I could try to explain it to my patients, that I really kept with it. Otherwise, I would have punted a long time ago.
Insurers say a growing number of employers are offering tiered insurance plans because they are the best way to lower premiums while still giving consumers some choice in where they go for care. Limited network plans that restrict where patients go for care in exchange for lower premiums are the other option many employers are considering as they try to hold down rising health care costs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.